Now, coping mechanisms, these are something that I was talking about earlier in terms of theorizing that the truth movement in general is suffering from a form of post-traumatic stress disorder. When dealing with any trauma, there are many, many coping techniques that people will often undertake. Some of them are inherently healthy, others are inherently damaging to your health, right? Now, I feel that laughter in the face of scumbaggery, much like Doctor Who, is a good thing. It's a good, healthy response. Just like the reason why somebody can accuse another radio host or something of that nature of working for the Mossad, and that person will suddenly crack up laughing, "I work for the Mossad!" Perfect response, because there's nothing you can actually argue against somebody accusing you of something that's not true.
Right.
That they can't prove.
Proving a negative, yeah.
Just to laugh at them, because it's just so insane. Mark Passio is my very special guest. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com is the website. I just want to thank you for your articulate nature, because I believe that both myself and tens of thousands of others would not actually be wise to many, many concepts that are currently affecting our lives if not for your ability to explain it in a way that we can comprehend it, Mark. And I just want to thank you on behalf of these tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people out there that have actually had their lives and their ability to think literally changed by your taking personal responsibility for categorizing and explaining clearly and unemotionally these topics, which are so important to humanity today. Thank you.
Well, I respectfully will accept that as a high compliment. I want to thank you and tell you that I appreciate that. I do feel that's one of my strong points is my communications capabilities and being able to explain some seemingly complex and possibly what are seen as non-interrelated topics and bringing them together in a framework or a tapestry through which they can make much more sense to people. As very, very connected, inextricably connected, and needing to be seen as such if we're really going to understand what's going on in the world all around us. So that's something, you know, I do take pride in that capability. I feel like it's definitely a forte of mine. And that's what I really said from day one that I was going to be trying to do when I stepped into this field, is really paint the tapestry in people's minds. That's why I tell people it's so important. You can't hear one of the interviews that I do in isolation. You can't listen in for 5 minutes on a YouTube video or, you know, check out a video that I've done with another radio show host and just say, well, I know everything that this guy's talking about. You really need to take my advice and go to my webpage and check out the podcast in progression, in sequence. I think many people who have done that have probably gleaned and the most and benefited the most from that tapestry, because that's where it is slowly unfurled. And you get to see all the different aspects of it. And if you do it at your own pace, and at your own leisure, when you have time to, and you know, you move through it without skipping ahead and do it in progression, it's very deliberately laid out as in a specific sequential order, such that other worldview starts to open up and the big picture really makes sense. So that was definitely deliberately designed as such, and I'm glad to hear you say that you feel that it came across very effectively.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like using an inverted Freemasonry model, where instead of occulting the knowledge and then making people pass certain levels before they can get access to the other knowledge, you give people all access to the knowledge so that they can accumulate it for themselves, not to open them up to a level of being corruptible or open for demon possession, as some people have theorized, but indeed to open you up to your own spiritual awareness, your own
and potential. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and that's why I like to call myself a de-occultist. You know, people will say, well, I'm an occultist, I study the occult, and you know, I learn these teachings and, you know, live by some of these teachings, but I don't like to even call myself an occultist. I prefer the term de-occultist, which means taking things out of hiding and distributing them widely and freely. such as to attempt to level the playing field, because the playing field is not level when there is a differential in knowledge, when one group has a tremendous amount of knowledge and they're holding it over people's heads. You know, that creates a tremendous power differential. So if we're going to level the power differential and bring it to balance, we have to level the knowledge differential by distributing knowledge openly and freely. And that's what I've attempted to do with my website and all the information that I put out.
Can I give a New Zealand example? Because you're talking about knowledge. And when I think about knowledge and one culture having more knowledge than another, I think about technological advancements that allow that other person to enslave that other culture. You come in with muskets and you're up against bows and arrows, you're going to kill everybody who's got a bow and arrow pretty easily, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And just think about this. That's the level of technology. I mean, comparatively speaking, what the general public has access to in terms of weaponry for the purposes of self-defense versus what the establishment armies have access to is far out of kilter.
Sure.
That's a really dangerous position, because what we're talking about here is, and I think somebody mentioned this to me last night, Mark, and I want to get your opinion on it.
Sure.
We're merely slaves on the plantation, right?
Right.
This is it. And I wanted to, you know, grab my megaphone and just go out to a crowd and everything like that and speak to them, and I go, "Friends, countrymen, fellow slaves of the plantation, welcome. Right. Thank you for being here." I would love to be referred to as a slave of the plantation. It'd be great.
It's sad but true. And, you know, that's really what I – whenever people who don't really know what I do or what I'm into and they ask, well, what's your website about, I no longer try to say, hey, it's about consciousness and all of its aspects and understanding how consciousness works. It's about, you know, how we are creating the reality that we're experiencing through our thoughts, emotions, and actions. You know, how, you know, there's a police state all around us and many people can't see it. And, you know, I don't even get into or tell them, oh, I teach occultism and symbolism and astrotheology. I don't even get into it, trying to explain all these different aspects of what I talk about. What I tell people that I do, or what I tell people that my website is about, is I simply say it's about slavery and how to end it once and for all. And I just say I'm completely against all slavery in all of its forms. And what the information on the site is trying to do is show you that we're in the current human condition is a state of slavery. And the website and myself advocate for the end of that condition, which is an immoral condition for humanity to continue to exist in. So that's what I tell people that what I do is about. I am an anti-slavery activist. You could call me a de-occultist who tries to take hidden knowledge, which is what the occult is, and bring it to people in open capacity, in an open source type of format. That's one label I would accept willingly as a de-occultist. But I also like to refer to myself as an anti-slavery activist, and I think that's what people really need to unify on. What we're really trying to do in the truth movement and the freedom community is end slavery once and for all on planet Earth.